Yes, it's time to play Never Have I Ever here in the Download, our new Friday night staple. 312-981-7200. This is a very simple game, and it's a lot of fun. Never Have I Ever blank, right? Seems to work out pretty well, and we've already got some great stuff that's coming in. We can start. Why don't we get right to it? What do you think, Pete? We get right to it tonight. We're playing for pizza. I've got three available. What do you think? Should we give them? It's Friday, right? Two available. I've got two available. So top two Never Have I Evers, judged by me and Pete. Judged by you, Pete. You could be the judge. You will get the pizzas. 312-981-7200. All right, let me get this. I'm getting my piece of papers in front of me. We're ready to rock. All right, are we ready? 773 starts us off. Never have I ever gotten a Brazilian bikini wax or eaten a Cadbury chocolate egg. Wow, that's a double one. That's going to be a hard one to beat right off the bat. What a combo. Never have I ever gotten a Brazilian bikini wax or eating a Cadbury chocolate egg. Wow, that's balance. I love that one. I'm going to put that. Let me write that one down. Brazilian Cadbury egg. Got it. All right. 773 says, never have I ever had gin. Oh, interesting. Not a gin person, huh? Interesting. All right. Alcohol is always going to be, always shows up on these ones. And again, I think that that's interesting because I think, you know, I think in my life I've found myself sampling different alcohols. I don't think I've become like they're my favorites, but I've had gin, right? But it's also a preference thing at a certain point, and it's almost like television shows and food are harder to win in this category because you're like, never have I ever had this because I don't like it, or never have I ever seen Friends. You're like, eh, I know, I get it. That is peculiar because it was such a popular show, but it's also a taste thing, right? Let's go to Judy. Kick it off, Judy. Judy, give us your never have I ever.
Never had a reefer.
You've never had a reefer?
Yeah.
You mean like drugs, marijuana? Is that what you mean?
Right.
Well, I could tell that you've never done it just by the fact that you've never had a reefer, because usually we never had reefer, right? There's like an extra consonant there. You put an article in the wrong spot. Never had. You sound. You know what you sound like? An undercover cop.
Not really.
No.
No.
He just comes up to the kids at the lake, and they're like, "Hey, I never. Hey, you guys, got any reefer?" Right?
Not as high.
No. Thanks, Judy. That's a good one.
Bye.
Hey guys, you guys blowing some reefer? Yeah. But that, she's accurate. She's authentic. I'd say that Judy's probably really never smoked marijuana since the way she said it, right? 312-981-7200. 708 says, never have I ever cooked an artichoke. Wow. I don't think I've ever cooked an artichoke. I've eaten an artichoke. But I don't know if I've ever cooked one. 773 says, never have I ever held a baby or been to a wedding or a funeral. Wow. I feel like we had the never have I ever held a baby one before. But to say you've never held a baby, never been to a wedding, nor a funeral, that's to say that you have not been invited to a wedding and you have chosen not to go to a funeral because you don't get invited to a funeral unless you think you do, and that's why you've never been. Keep waiting in for the invite, and it never shows up, and you're like, well, I guess Frank didn't like me. No, it doesn't work that way. Because, it's never at a wedding, you're like, well, okay, but never a funeral is to tell us that no one you know has ever died. But really what you're saying is people have died. You just gone to the funeral. Like you just said, nah, and maybe you emotionally aren't into that. You're missing out. It's really, there's a lot, There's a lot of, today, the funeral I went to today is a Catholic. It's a very traditional Catholic, the mass and everything. And I have to say, I enjoy the tradition of that. There's a lot in there that I'm like, it's all religious. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rarely about the person. I'm the kind of guy that when I die, I want my headshot, like almost like when a celebrity, I want my headshot on the back, like blown up.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to
talk about how great you are. Yeah.
Please. And I thought it was like today they didn't do
that
much.
Not as personal.
No, there's a lot of singing from the hymnal. And you can open up your hymnal to page 207. I'll pass. And then you do it, and then you're just like, you can do all four verses of this one. And then you just go.
Yeah. Anything after the second verse in church, man, that's. I was an altar boy for a number of years.
Really?
Yeah. And serving funerals. It was nice because, you know, I mean, I appreciate the actual service, but I didn't like it because weddings, you get tips. The altar boys would get tips.
Funerals, they're not pulling.
They're not pulling any cash out. Yeah. So
here's what I had a problem. I will say this, and it was nice and family involved, and try to keep it anonymous, even though I just told everybody who she was. I didn't think for a woman who went to that church when she was 13 years old, died at 91. 1940, rolling in that same building, right? Think about that. Blows my mind. To then have the priest, who's a newer guy,
yeah,
essentially be like, she was good, and she liked food, and she was good.
Yeah.
I was like, how about a date?
Yeah.
How about throw in...
Just like he took a quick look at her Facebook page. Looked under likes and then just like started rolling them off. He didn't really get to know.
Right, but and then I asked the question and I got the answer, but I'm like, is this free? Is a funeral free in a church? I don't know. I don't know. And then I think my dad was like, meh, it might be, but you gotta tip the priest or something like that. And I was like, for the amount of money that she put into that church for being there since 1940 and the plate being around, they should be like, yo, man, you free reign of this place.
Yeah, it's too bad that they didn't have somebody that knew her a little bit better.
Yeah.
That could,
I mean, the thing is she's outlived the priest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not the priest's fault.
Yeah.
But I think that I would take it, if I were going to be that, if that was my job, I'd be like, Mary was born in, I would go right into like, I'd tell the whole story.
Such a good story.
Yeah. But instead it was kind of like, and she was good. And she liked food and God. And God loves food. And food is good. I was like, wow. Very, very priesty. I was like, whoa, okay. I got it. Anyway, 312-981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever. I got a ton. They just came in. What we'll do, we'll take a break so we stay on time. We'll come back, and I will rapid fire these. They're great tonight. Stay with us. We're playing Never Have I Ever. Let's go to Lake Geneva Dan. I love that name, Lake Geneva Dan.
Yeah, man.
I love that name. I love Lake Geneva.
I've never, ever bought a cup of coffee. Not Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, nothing. I make the coffee at home. And the second thing is, I've never ever changed a diaper. And I don't plan on doing it.
Have you had kids?
No.
Yeah, well then, I mean, I don't see any reason you would be changing it, I mean, unless it's your own, like a little bit later in life, right?
I'll let you go, buddy.
But hey, thanks, man. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. I like the cup of coffee one, man. That's a, wow. That's, you know what that is? That's discipline. I got a coffee machine at home, right? We all got a coffee machine at home. But half the time I'm like, I'll just roll out and get this at the Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. But to say you've never had a cup of coffee that you paid for, that's pretty good. 727 says, never have I ever been able to tell left from right without the thumb and pointy finger trick. There you go. 847 says, never have I ever had my correct weight on my driver's license. So what does that mean? Do you mean that it's high or lower? Like, are you tricking the state of Illinois or Indiana? Are they just asking for that number and you're like, well, I'll just give them a random one. And we'll say 120.
I always go 5'9".
You do?
Yeah. I round up about an inch.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I feel like, I guess I probably do the same thing on the weight. I'm sure my weight's not the same on my driver's license. I don't know. Gladys, give us your never have I ever.
Oh,
go ahead.
This is Gladys calling.
Hi, Gladys.
I never bought a lottery ticket.
You never bought a lottery ticket?
Right.
You're so lucky.
I know. I think I saved a lot of money.
I was going to say, Gladys, that's really your. It should have been never have I ever wasted my money.
Right.
People who've won lotteries call me and be like, you're wrong. But every time I've played the lottery, there's been only like one or two times where I'm like, I got a number. I got a second number. And then I didn't get a third. It never works. Thanks, Gladys.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Rich, what do you got?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I have never paid a finance charge on my credit card, ever.
Wow. So what you mean is that you pay for something on your credit card, and before the first bill comes back, you pay it off completely.
I am what they would consider a deadbeat customer.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm a bad customer.
You should be a leader. You should be our next politician. You should be the mayor of Chicago.
I don't know about that.
Right? I mean, that's what we need. We need someone who cares about paying off the credit card in the first month.
I'm not crooked enough to be a mayor.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Rich.
I wouldn't get the job for that just for that reason.
Just for that reason.
Yeah.
Well, you can change the system, buddy. That's what we like. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah. Good evening.
There you go. 312-981-7200. 815 says, never have I ever been in a physical or verbal fight. I'm 39. Wow. Not even a verbal fight? I feel like I get in 3 verbal fights a day. There's the crosswalk in front of Michigan Avenue right here, and if a car blocks it in rush hour, it's a verbal fight. Wow. The last two, Rich and 815. You guys should change society for the better. You should be the new leaders. Physical fight, I could say. I haven't been in too many physical fights. I think I've documented them all here on the download. But verbal fights, yeah. 773. Never have I ever been able to wink. You're like when my 10-year-old son, when he started learning how to wink, it was really funny to watch him do it. So maybe you could start a YouTube channel, 773, in which you just try to learn how to wink at your age, and I'll bet you get a lot of likes. Because it's funny watching someone distort their eye trying to figure out how to wink. Mary Jo,
yes.
Give me your never have I ever.
I have never ever logged in online.
What? Like you're off the grid entirely?
Yes, by choice.
Are you like the lady I saw in Florida who also like gets her water from a tree?
No, I just water from my tree. No, I chose not to be connected because I don't want to be. I just don't want to be connected to all of that BS.
It is a lot of BS. It's also, I mean, I'm surprised because, I mean, a lot of the world has become digitized in the way that you can pay your bill. You can do a lot of different things online that you couldn't do 10 years ago to help your life.
I'm totally aware of that, but I also I don't trust, especially listening to all the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
You got to watch this for this scam or that scam or whatever, and I just chose not to. Plus, I didn't want to get hooked on to, I got to check my email every 2 seconds
I love it, and I would put you with Rich with the credit card, and I'd also the idea of never getting in a verbal fight. I feel like the three of you could change the world for a better place, just like that.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
No, I mean I'm with you. I'll give you an idea what the internet's like. You ready? So essentially, you know, a guy who comes to your house and tries to sell you a vacuum?
I don't answer the door.
Right. Well, there's like 1,000 of those guys a day online.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
all it is. And you can't and you can't keep your door closed. You can't do the Sebastian Maniscalco bit where you pretend like you're not home. Right?
I understand. And yeah. I have the caller ID on the phone.
Right.
And I don't answer the phone
if I don't recognize
the number.
Yeah, that's your internet. Caller ID. You're good.
Yeah.
Mary Jo, thank you. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
I would give Mary Jo, I'd put her on the short list. You say never have you been online? Because last week, I think the winner was never have I ordered anything online. But to say that you've never been online, that's deep off the grid type stuff. There was a story I saw in Florida when I was in last time I was in Fort Myers about a woman who was like suing. She was in a fight with the city because she was off the grid entirely. She like was no electricity, no gas, no water. She was just doing everything about like collecting pond water and stuff like that. And they're like, you can't do that. And she's like, the hell I can't. That was the story. And I was there for a week and it was like the main story every night of the week. So
how do you do that without air conditioning?
You know what? If you want a job, Rob, doing being an investigative reporter in Fort Myers, you could do a week-long series. Because I think that was the second question asked. Isn't it get hot in there? It was like...
I mean, I'm hot just thinking about it.
Yeah, well, look it up. It was Pulitzer Prize winning work by the Sanibel Island crew. All right, we're playing Never Have I Ever here on 720 WGN. We've got the second half coming up. I got Don. I got a ton of texts. We're going to get to everybody tonight. That's my challenge. Never have I ever left anybody out. All right, we're doing it here on the download. Stay with us. Never have I ever. 312-981-7200. Download here. Justin Kaufman. It's until 11. Patty takes over at 11. Let's get to it. Let's rapid fire. Let's go to Donna. Donna, never have I ever.
Never have I ever been able to get my Chinese food order right. Never.
Wait, they don't get it right or you don't get it right? They don't get it right?
They don't get it right. It doesn't matter if you order chicken chop suey, you get chicken suyang. If you order vegetable fried rice, you get vegetable chop suey. It never fails.
Do you,
no
Donna, do you, I was
you,
gonna say, are you, maybe it's the maybe you have a problem with one restaurant. Are you trying
no,
a different restaurant?
Drive through, pick up, delivery, it's always the same. And I fall for it every time. I think, oh, wow. I'm gonna try this, it's gonna be great. I get something different.
Well, maybe if you go in with the mindset that it's a potpourri. Or it's just a grab
bag. It's
a
conspiracy. They're going to drive us crazy is what they're going to do.
There you go. Thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A big Chinese food conspiracy. They're going to drive us crazy. I know what'll get. I know what'll get, Donna. I'll switch her order up. All right, let's go, Jeannie. Sorry.
Hello.
Jeannie, never have I ever...
ever been to a White Castle.
Oh, yeah. You know, go ahead.
And growing up, I was about three blocks from one at Belmont and Harlem.
What? Why didn't you ever go over there? You're only three blocks away.
You know what? It just never, just the smell.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just.
I agree. I think we had one like this a couple weeks ago because I remember talking about going to the White Castle kind of on a whim, almost like a dare. The one in Chicago on Ridge and what is it?
Like Ridge and Peterson over there?
Yeah. It was one of those where we're like, hey, we'll go. Let's go. We never go to that one. And that was that fun experience when we got in there was not so fun. It was late night, and there was a lot of guys just hanging around. A lot of guys just hanging around.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. This the food was not so
good. And I've also never eaten a Pop-Tart.
Oh, interesting. You should remedy that and call next week and see what you think. Just go to Target and get one. Right?
I should do that because my kids are always like, Mom, we're the only kids in the world that never get to eat them.
Jeannie, don't fall for that. That sounds like something I told my mom. I will say this. My mom was very into health food when we were growing up, all that kind of stuff. And I remember one time There was one cereal that kind of was on, like, it was in the health area, but it was called O's or something like that, right? So we got it, and it was a little sugary. And then I tried to up my game, where I went back and I said, you know, I'd like to get this Captain Crunch. And my mom was like, no, you can't have the Captain Crunch. I'm like, well, take a look on the back. The O's that you've been buying for us has a 17 grams of sugar. And as you can see, 17 grams of sugar here. And you know what she did? She said, well, we're not getting the O's anymore.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, that's not fair. You're not playing fair. So I learned that lesson right there. So the next time I said, we're the only kids that don't get a Pop-Tart. And you say, well, I'm also taking away whatever else you give them.
Well, and even the kids, I always cooked breakfast for them. They never got cereal unless we were camping. So they were all thrilled, you know, when you went camping and you could buy those individual boxes turn into your own bowl. Yeah.
Oh, I'll bet they want the cooked right now. I'll tell you that. They'll take the cooked. All right. Thanks, Jeannie.
Yes,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
There you go. 312-981-7200. All right. 269 says, on the fights. Me neither in the last day. That's how I feel. 630 says, never have I ever been able to climb the rope all the way to the top in gym class, and I was very athletic. Are you kidding me? I could never do that. Has anyone ever done that? Ever climbed that rope all the way to the top?
No.
That's ridiculous. I'm with you on this, but never have I been able to climb the rope. I've never did that either. I got about halfway, and I'm like, all right, what's the point? Give me a B. Give me a C+. We're good to go.
Some of the WGN folks went out to the WOA. Yeah, I did.
You did? The
WOA zone.
I was going to go, but then
where you do a water-based obstacle course.
Yeah, in Lake Michigan, right?
In Lake Michigan, in Whiting, Indiana. Yeah, it's loads of fun. But so, yeah, you climb a wall, you know, a wall with a rope. But, you know, it's a completely wet rubber and whatever, you know, it's like you're like slipping.
So is it like Battle of the Network Stars, but in the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
It's still there. It's open until, it's reasonable. You're out there for an hour, which is enough time because you're tired and you're like, wobbling.
How's the chromium level? Was it okay?
I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, no. Don't start with
that. Yeah. Remember we went, we did
the kayaking. Yeah. Over. Don't start. All right, I want to hear it. You've ruined me for the night. All right, 312-981-7200. 815 says, never have I ever been able to whistle.
What about the fancy, the two finger in the mouth?
I can't do that one. Right?
You know, the loud, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that one. I'm sure if I put, maybe that'll be something I'll do this fall, learn how to do that whistle.
Yeah, let's save it for a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, there you go.
A good one.
Yeah. 815 says, never have I ever had a threesome. Ooh, getting randy. Okay. That's I love that when someone's sitting at home going, what have I not done? What would be relatable? What can I tell Chicagoland about that I have not done? Oh, I know.
I don't wanna think about what he's watching on TV right now.
Okay. Never have I ever been to a Comic-Con. All right. Well, we don't have the tickets tonight, so stop sucking up. Just the pizzas. 773 says, update on winking. The person is 30. I told the person earlier that they said, never have I ever been able to wink. I said, well, learn how, but do the process in a YouTube channel and then distort your face as you're trying to figure it out. You'll make money off of trying to learn how to wink. It'll look so foolish, but you will make so much money. Never have I ever had a credit card. Never have I ever completed 18 holes of golf without swearing. Okay. Never have I ever won at Never Have I Ever. Okay. All right. Again. 847, this is Ed. Ed says, never have I ever had sex with a neighbor. Again, I don't know if that's on the, like never have I ever is fun, like the golfing or any of the other things. Like never have I ever, here's one, never have I ever used a porta potty. Oh, that's relatable. Never had sex with a neighbor. You're like, I don't know if that's not a shared sense. I don't think there's a lot of people out there. A lot of people say, yeah, I'm with you, Ed. I haven't either. When you get into like the topic of never have I ever with sexual topics, it gets a little weird where people are like, never have I ever put a mask on. All right. That's your business, man. That's your business. 773 says, never have I ever watched hockey. That's because you listened to it here on 720 WGN. Never have I ever left the tri-state area. Ooh. Okay. The tri-state area. Isn't the tri-state area an East Coast thing?
Yeah, it's like the New York area.
Yeah, so what tri-state area would be here would be Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, or Michigan, yeah. Maybe? Illinois, Michigan,
yeah, Illinois, Indiana. Michigan, Indiana? Or do you throw in Iowa? There's a lot of states that would be like, order, I want to be included in the tri-state area.
Maybe you could just make it whatever, maybe he's been to Wisconsin, he can make it whatever he wants.
Yeah, right. 847 piggybacks on your altar boy stuff, saying working a funeral was great, especially because you got to get out of class. Today, the altar boys at the funeral today, they were all kids who were in their neon gym clothes because it's a Friday and there's no school. So when they had their white robes on, one of the kids had his bright blue sneakers on. I was like, you can't figure that out? You ain't getting white shoes to wear?
Yeah, well, that was, you know, and I concur. That was always a good deal when you got out of class to serve a funeral. But, oh, man, Sister Maureen, man, if you showed up with, you know, she would drag you out of there and she'd find somebody else with regular shoes. You cannot wear gym shoes to a funeral.
It was really funny because those kids were out of the altar boy outfits in about 2 minutes. Like, I went over to the car and got in the car to get in the funeral procession. And I looked over and the kids are already, like, got their basketball. They're ready to rock. They're out. I'm like, don't you have to sweep up? Don't you have to do, like, don't you have to lock the church?
Like empty oils and whatnot.
Yeah, they're already in their neon cool shorts with a neon stripe down the side. I'm like, those are dumb shorts, kids. I was going to say something. I didn't say anything. 630 says, never have I ever chosen to watch a Kardashian, nor how to spell it. Okay. You're missing out, man. There's some good drama in there. If you like drama and butts, you'll love Kardashians. If you like drama, butts, and weird 10-second cutaways to L.A. freeways with EDM music underneath, you're going to love the Kardashians. You'll love it. 815 says, hello. I don't live in the area, so please give the prize to someone else if I win. Love that start. The confidence, it's brimming. Never have I ever been intoxicated. Smoked pot, ridden a horse, built up enough courage to look Chuck Norris in the eyes, let alone challenge him to a round of never have I ever because he has done everything. Game over before it has begun. Yeah, the judge is unimpressed. He didn't like your meta Chuck Norris.
Nah. Nah.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up, and we will give away two pizzas tonight for Never Have I Ever. Stay with us. (312) 981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever. 815 says, never have I ever watched 1 minute of the O.J. Simpson trial. I'm 55 years old. Well, I hate to tell you, but you missed it. It's 20 years ago. I know it seems like it was yesterday because that's all anyone ever talks about, but it was 22 years ago. Anyway, I don't want to give you any spoilers of what happened, but you probably figured it out.
You watch the FX show.
I was going to say, just Google Cuba Gooding Jr. and John Travolta and you'll find it. 773 says, never have I ever drank bottled water. What? How do you not drink bottled water? I guess that's a thing. It's kind of like the same idea of never have I ever drank a cup of coffee, paid for a cup of coffee. Like you get into a discipline, you're like, I don't drink tap water. Are you a guy, does your fridge have a filtered water thing, Pete?
Yeah, it does.
Do you use that?
No.
Do you just go right out of tap?
I go right out of tap.
So do I.
Chicago has delicious water.
I know.
It's great, as Burton Ataris would say. cold glass of water.
And it helps with my cholesterol with all the weird pills that are in there. And I'm sure all of the prescription pills that are in Chicago's drinking supply, one of them is a cholesterol pill. Right? Never have I ever been in an automobile accident. I'm 39 years old, 815. There you go. Yeah, knock on wood, right? 773 said, didn't know that WGN played hockey. What? Yeah, the best hockey team in the entire NHL plays in Chicago, the Chicago Blackhawks, and it broadcasts on WGN, 720 WGN, when the season starts in September. And it goes till probably this year, June, because they're going all the way. I like what the Blackhawks did this offseason. Once the Blackhawks get started back up in September, it's going to be on. I like it. They're bringing the band back together, the whole bit. Yeah, but check it out. It's an acquired taste, but I love radio broadcasts of hockey. Weidman and Murray are tremendous. The excitement that they have on and what Judd does with the pregame and halftime, all that kind of stuff, it's really great. Anyway, they're coming up in September. 331, tri-state areas, Chicago, southwest Wisconsin, and northwest Indiana, as in the tri-state tollway. Yawn. I'm just joking. 630, never have I ever been able to stay on a diet. Okay, that's probably. 815, never have I ever had a foursome. All right, good bit. Never have I ever been called buddy or sport. Hey, sport. Sport, I get buddy. I say buddy all the time. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Sport, I don't get that one. 414 says, that's Mary. Mary says, I'm 72 years old and I've never seen any animal mating. All right, that's going to do it. That's the end. That's wrapping it up, Mary. You get the last word. All right, I got the semifinals here. We are giving away a pizza, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. We're going to give away two of these. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, order online at loumalnatis.com. All right, here's what I got, Pete. You ready for this? Let's try to take these from semifinals to finalists. Ready? 773 says, never have I had a Brazilian bikini wax and a Cadbury chocolate egg.
Mm-hmm. That's a good combination.
708 says, never have I used a porta potty. 331, this is Lake Geneva Dan. He says, never have I ever paid for a cup of coffee. Rich says, never have I ever paid an interest charge on a credit card. Mary Jo says, never have I ever been online. And 815 says, never have I ever been in a physical or verbal fight. So let's say those are the six that I picked. So I would say porta potty, we can maybe, okay.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. My suggestion, if you're getting it down to three, because there's five left, would be maybe pay for a cup of coffee goes, because I think we did a Starbucks one last week, right?
Yeah, that one seems to come up every now and again.
And then maybe the credit card pay interest, because that's a thing of, like, I've never paid interest on a credit card. All right, so you pay your bill every week.
Kind of a humble brag. Okay.
Humble brag. All right, so the top three. You ready to give two away here?
Yeah, let's do
at
it.
At least three. This is going to be like America's Funniest Home Videos. We're like, number three! Number three, okay, here are the three. Ready? Brazilian and Cadbury egg. That's one. Never been online. That's two. And never been in a physical or verbal fight. I'm 39 years old. So which of those, two of those three are going to win. So why don't you say, yeah. So
just, number two, I would say never been online.
All right, there you go, Mary Jo. The only problem is I don't know how you're going to redeem this gift certificate.
Yeah. She has a phone, so we can figure that out. I won't email her.
We'll just punch in this code? Oh,
Klondike 454.
Now, I was going to say, go online. No, you can't do that. Punch in this code. I can't do that. you download the app. Can't do that. Oh, jeez. I don't know how you're going to get this pizza. All right. Good job, Mary Jo. And what do you got for number one? That's a good one. He's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
All three deserve a prize, but you either got Brazilian and Cadbury egg, which is one, which is what makes it funny, or never been in a physical or verbal fight, which is hard to believe, but is pretty amazing if that's the case.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go. I mean, I do love the comedy for the comedy purposes that, yeah. you know, we
right,
but kudos. One of, yeah. Here's an official kudos for right. the, you know, that. But I'm going to have to go with the physical
or verbal or fight.
Verbal fight.
There you go. You win. 815, never been in a physical or verbal fight. And also, Mary Jo, never been online. 773, the Brazilian and the Cadbury egg. It's pretty awesome. It's awesome. But next time. All right. Never have I ever. Another great one.